Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right, welcome to episode 189. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new, fresh episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And I figure I'll just hop right into it. No promo, no hype here. And I kind of want to keep this episode light. I think with all that's going on, I think that sounds fair, don't you think? But please definitely know that, you know, we're going to get through this. This isn't forever. And if you ever want to talk or you're feeling alone or something like that, you can always text me. My number is in the description of this episode. I'm answering everyone. I love doing it. It's not a burden to me at all. So don't feel like that if you want to shoot me a text and we can chat. And, you know, I was thinking as with everything in life, every up and down, every hardship, every failure, rejection, embarrassment, curveball, whatever you're going through, I think we all have the unique human ability to look at your life through whichever lens you choose. Like, for example, right now, I'm a bit frustrated, to be honest, with all that's going on. There's no denying that I'm frustrated. And I have two options right now. Option one, do I let this frustration use me? Or option two, do I use this frustration? Do I let the frustration turn me into a cynical, cold, anxious, angry, frustrated person? Or, in the words of Missy Elliott, do I put it down, flip it, reverse it, and use this frustration to come out swinging, to be my most creative self, to do more push-ups than I've ever done in my life, to be more grateful and compassionate and kind and energetic than ever before? Those are the two choices, and I think we all have that choice in life. And your boy, I think you know which option I've chosen. But let's take the context of all this madness out of the picture for a minute for this episode. Again, in any situation, you have a choice. And I think the most powerful choice you can make, and here's why I say I want to keep this episode light. I think the most powerful choice you can make is to laugh at yourself. That's it. It's to take back your power in life by choosing to laugh at yourself. And you'll see what I mean in a minute here. But again, this isn't the usual advice that's like, oh, you know, hey, if you fall down, just laugh at yourself, partner. You know, it is for sure, but it's a lot deeper than that. This is more impactful and more hopeful than me telling you, hey, you just got to laugh at yourself anytime you stumble, anytime you make a mistake. In my experience in life, you know, I consider that there are certain things that every human being needs. We, of course, need water and food and shelter. We need those things. And you need some kind of North Star, some kind of values, some kind of passion, some kind of purpose, something that gets you out of bed in the morning. But those things can take a long time to discover. And along the way, there's one thing that you absolutely 100% need, and that is the ability to laugh at yourself. To laugh at yourself as you work to figure those things out. I'm very serious about that. I think between how often I talk to myself out loud and me now laughing at myself a lot, people are going to think I'm certifiably insane. But I seriously find laughing at myself to be so therapeutic, call it powerful. In life, I say that if you have the ability to laugh, which we all do, then we need to spend more time laughing at ourselves. Laughing at our damn selves. Because in my opinion, laughing at yourself is such an incredibly powerful thing to do. You know, first and foremost, it stops you from falling into a habit of self-pity, of guilting yourself, of talking down to yourself. It's the ultimate big dick energy to me to laugh at yourself, to laugh at your imperfections, to laugh at your mistakes, at your misjudgments, at your shortcomings, at your limitations, at the things you haven't learned yet but need to, at the ups and downs, everything. And simply put, and I think this is like my thesis statement for this episode, when you learn to laugh at yourself, you take your power back. You take it back. You take it back from self-pity. You take it back from fear of judgment. You take it back from indecision. You take it back from any limitation that has a hold over you. You take back control. And I say that because whether you realize it or not, when you're living your life and you can't seem to loosen up and laugh at yourself in whatever circumstance you're in, you're not in control when that's the case. You have given your control over to fear, to anxiousness, to embarrassment, to FOMO, to self-consciousness, you name it. But the moment you shift your mindset to one of just LOL, to one of just giggles, you in effect take it back. When you can laugh at your own limitations, you remember what it's like to just be human. And I think I say human all the time in the episode, in this podcast, but that's a really freeing thing. Remembering you're human, it frees you from all the pressure you put on yourself to be perfect, to never mess up, to have everything figured out today, not tomorrow, today. So that's how you take your power back. And bonus round here, I think that someone who can laugh at themselves and does laugh at themselves, that's attractive. That's attractive. It's super attractive because it means that person is mature. That person has grown. That person knows who they are, that they're human. And I'll dive into this a bit more, of course, and prove it to you. But there's this quote I really like. What's an episode without a quote? It's from William Arthur Ward. He's a well-known author and poet. And he once said, "To make mistakes is human. To stumble is commonplace. To be able to laugh at yourself is maturity." That's it. Boom, right there. What a simple way to look at it. We're all far from perfect. We know this. We're all far from having everything figured out. We know this. We all do things that are human. We do human things. We live with double standards. We can be hypocrites at times. We procrastinate. We disappoint ourselves. We disappoint others. We fall behind. We fail. We strike out. And everything you could think of in between. And if we can't laugh at ourselves during the course of all of that, life's going to be tough, man. Life's going to be pretty tough. It's going to be tough because you're putting all this pressure on yourself to not be human, which is insane. And you perceive that there's pressure on you from other people to not be human, which is also insane. So advantage number two on being able to laugh at yourself, right behind it being attractive AF, is that if you're able to laugh at yourself and you do it as a habit, as something that kind of defines you, you'll immediately find yourself not worrying about being judged or laughed at by others, because it kind of becomes that adage, are they laughing at me or are they laughing with me? Well, my friend, I think when you're laughing at yourself and you laugh at yourself a lot, then those other people, they're laughing with you. They're not laughing at you. And that makes a big difference in your mind. You'll be free of that pressure you think you need to live with that makes you try to impress others, to only fail behind closed doors, that you're ashamed of it and you're guilty and it's a pity party. Like, the way I think of it is, like, think of laughing like you do with your friends, when you're with your friends and it's just fun and it's just giggles. Me and my friends call ourselves the giggle time boys. And in those scenarios, right, it isn't a dig. It isn't like a thing where you're laughing at someone else and you're like, wow, you're pathetic and dumb and stupid. It's not at all. Like, when I hang out with my friends, where, you know, the goal of us hanging out is to just clown on each other as much as possible. It's to make fun of each other. It's to laugh. And it's not a dig. It's not like a bad thing when we laugh at someone or laugh with them. We're laughing together and we don't think any less of each other. We put each other in different scenarios. We laugh at the result. We laugh at the absurdity of it. We laugh at the way it's handled. We don't laugh at the ability of the person. When someone fails or trips up or doesn't know something, we laugh with them and like them even more, frankly, for being real, for not caring that they humiliated themselves or embarrassed themselves or didn't know what to do. Like, we like them even more. And that's how I view laughing at yourself. And that's how I think you should think about laughing at yourself by yourself, not with your friends. It's the same idea. You laugh at yourself because it's freeing, because it makes you closer with yourself. So I say, let self-laughter replace self-judgment, doubt, guilt, self-pity. I say, Just live your life, my friend, and laugh at what you do, at what you don't do, at what you don't know, at your limitations. Just laugh at it. Flip it and reverse it. Take something like, take a scenario where you're like, oh, geez, Case, you stayed up until 2 a.m. again watching YouTube videos instead of working on that project. You idiot, you'll never amount to anything. Is to take that and turn it into, oh, geez, Case, you stayed up until 2 a.m. again watching YouTube videos instead of working on that project. Come on, dude. That is ridiculous. What are you doing? Get your ass in gear. It's a subtle little thing, right? It's taking something like, oh, geez, Case, you really crashed and burned during that sales pitch. You're going to get fired. You're never going to amount to anything. You're terrible. It's to take that and instead say, oh, geez, Case, you really crashed and burned during that sales pitch. Dude, that was really bad. That was really cringy, man. You got to do better next time, dude. You got to do better, right? Or it's to take something like, oh, geez, Case, you're really being a fuckboy right now. You're not being honest with that girl. You're kind of a piece of shit, Case. You have no values. It's to take that and instead say, oh, geez, Case, you're really being a fuckboy right now. That's such a double standard, dude. Honestly, what are you thinking? That's embarrassing. You're a meme right now. Do better. Things like that. Subtle shift, right? When you can laugh at yourself, it no longer becomes so self-deprecating and you're not guilting yourself. And so laugh in those moments. And of course, laugh in the outright fail moments, embarrassment. You know, turn that around and laugh and don't be mortified and paranoid. Just LOL at yourself and move on. That's the easiest way to bring this to life, of course. I think I have beyond thousands of stories of being able to laugh at myself. I think in one episode I talked about when I went to the dermatologist and I got butt naked, even though I didn't need to. And that was interesting. but another example, I remember this one. This was a couple years ago. I was at a sales pitch with a big client, and it was myself being the senior director. And then I brought my account executive at the time, and we were like making small chat with one of the clients afterwards. And my account executive asked him, hey, you know, so what are you up to this weekend? And he got a bit quiet and he was like, oh, my dad's in town. He has to have surgery this weekend, so we'll be dealing with that. And apparently my account executive wasn't really listening, and she lights up and she goes, oh my gosh, that sounds so amazing. What are you guys going to do all weekend? Obviously that turned awkward. He's like, yeah, I just told you, well, you're not listening. It's like, but why male models? Are you serious? but in that case, I give her kudos because she obviously apologized. But after that, it didn't really faze her. She laughed at herself, and that was that. There was no overthinking. There was no saying that she's the worst, that she doesn't listen, that she's selfish, that she crashed and burned the meeting. No, just a, oh my gosh, that was really bad. My apologies. And she moved on. And that is how you take your power back in life. You laugh at yourself. You laugh at who you are. You laugh at what you do. You laugh at everything in between. When you mumble and you can't speak right, you laugh at yourself and you say, I'm just having an off day. When you're too shy to speak up, you laugh at yourself and say, this is just one of those moments. I need to do better, but this is just one of those moments. When you look in the mirror and you see that, you know, tubby stomach or whatever, laugh and just say, well, what did you expect? That's that double cheeseburger speaking. When you find yourself being hurt by something that someone said and you're overthinking it, just laugh and say, okay, Case, relax, my friend. Might be time for a double cheeseburger. Let's move on. You can do small little things like that. Push yourself to laugh a bit. Just try it. Just force a laugh, force a chuckle, a smile, and think about the absurdity of the perfection you expect from yourself. It is nonsense, really. And you can laugh at it. You can laugh at yourself. I know you can. And again, it doesn't mean that when you do this, when you decide to laugh at yourself, that you're like giving up, that you're accepting who you are, that you won't get better. You're just going to laugh at it because fuck it. You know, it's not that. You're not giving up. Far from it. You know, in the moment, you're laughing at yourself. You're laughing at the human condition in order to save yourself from thinking all those negative things, from thinking you're not going to make it, from thinking you're less, from thinking you need to feel guilty, whatever it is. You're laughing at yourself, simply put, to take back your power and remember to not take life so seriously. You're laughing to kill fear. You're laughing to no longer be a victim of others judging you or living in fear of others judging you. You're laughing at yourself so you're no longer so hard on where you think you're supposed to be. You're laughing at what used to make you crawl up and hide and do nothing. you're laughing at yourself to take back your power. And that's not something I tell you lightly. Like, I don't throw a phrase around like take back your power lightly. I really mean it. I really think this enables you to take back your power. Laughter, self-laughter, it reminds you that you're not perfect. And it snaps you out of that haze that you're living in that makes you think you need to be perfect, both in what you do and what you think behind closed doors even. It gets you out of your head. So I'd really encourage you that the next time you find yourself overthinking or falling into like a pity party or a guilting yourself or beating yourself up because of something you did or didn't do, the next time you start to be afraid of rejection or failure, to try your best to just laugh at yourself. Laugh at the absurdity of the expectation you have on yourself. Laugh at your overthinking. Laugh at the ridiculousness of what you're afraid of. And simply put, of course, laugh at yourself if you slip and fall and embarrass yourself. And laugh again, not because it's funny to see someone fuck up, but laugh because it's ridiculous to think you'd be any other way. Anything but imperfect, anything but human. Like, I to my point earlier, I laugh at myself a lot. People are going to be like, what the heck is wrong with that dude? But I do. I laugh at any time I, of course, trip and fall and embarrass myself, or any outright moment where I'm embarrassed, I laugh. But I also laugh at things that I think we tend to get in our heads about. I laugh when I don't take my own advice. I laugh when I start to get worried that my selfie isn't at the perfect angle. I laugh when I get rejected. I laugh when I don't close a deal. I laugh when one of my podcast episodes doesn't get 50,000 downloads. And I laugh in those contexts, not because I'm throwing my hands up and I'm giving up and I'm saying, oh, I'm the worst. I'm just going to laugh because, oh, Jesus, take the wheel. No, I laugh because I know that it's just part of the process. I'm going to figure it out. You bet your ass I'm going to push myself to take my own advice. I'm going to get that perfect selfie angle. I'm going to win. I'm going to close that deal. I'm going to get 100,000 downloads on that podcast episode. That's who I am. I'm hungry. But in the meantime, I'm going to laugh at myself. I'm going to laugh at myself for being a big old dummy. And I'm going to laugh at myself for expecting that I needed to have it all figured out right now. I needed all those things right now. I'm going to laugh because it's part of my life. It's part of my life to see that busted selfie, to see myself try to say something smart in a meeting but have it come out absolute gibberish. I'm going to laugh at myself when I show up to a big meeting and have two different shoes on or two different socks or something just so silly. I'm going to laugh at myself when I try to say something intelligent and it gets no reaction, or a joke and it gets no laughs. I'm going to LOL. I'm going to, because it keeps me sane. It reminds me to have fun with life, of course, but most of all, it gives me my power back. I replace self-doubt, pity, pressure. I replace those things with laughter, and it energizes me to keep living, keep enjoying life, and to stop expecting so much from myself right now. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this gave you something to think about, or better yet, something to smile about, something to laugh at, even if it's just a chuckle. I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. I'd also really appreciate it if you're listening on Apple Podcasts to drop a 5-star rating and review. That's super helpful. Helps the show grow. Of course, as always, let me know what you're thinking. Show requests, we just want to talk, text me 312-584-4002. And until next episode, I'm out.